Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you again. My apologies, we have a small technical problem. So,
well, let me, on behalf of the International Committee of the Red Cross, welcome that universal adherence is identified as a priority for the review conference, of course, and in part three of your working paper on elements for the Lausanne Action Plan. Universalization is, of course, critical for achieving a world free of cluster munitions. It is critical to achieving the fundamental humanitarian aim of this convention. And the aim is to indeed universalize, our aim here, working on universal adherence, is to universalize the norm of international humanitarian law, IHL, banning cluster munitions. With regard to the contents of your paper, the elements paper, with regard to subsection A on promoting formal adherence to the convention by non-parties, the Lausanne Action Plan's commitment to collective action to increase the pace of adherence should also, in our view, refer to states' parties' legally binding obligation under Article 21, Paragraph 1, to promote the universalization of the convention. We welcome the proposals that have been made before us, before we've spoken now under this agenda item, by Germany, Japan, and the Philippines, and others for regional approaches to promoting universal adherence. We are pleased that informal mechanisms are currently being set up, such as groups of states working together in working groups. And we would echo what others have said before us, to consider making the use of convention champions. This could include high-profile figures appointed as ambassadors of universalization. And this could also be reflected in the Lausanne Action Plan. We agree with the points made in your paper that future actions to promote universal adherence should build on existing good practice, such as regional approaches I've mentioned, and critically also military-to-military dialogue. This has been effective in the past, and we would highly encourage states to consider referring to explicitly to facilitating military-to-military dialogue, that is, dialogue between militaries of states party to the convention with militaries of states not party to share experience and overcome issues related to that could be blocking adherence to the convention related to military considerations. And the Lausanne Action Plan could refer to this kind of tool to promote universal adherence. The Lausanne Action Plan could also refer to existing resources and tools that are available for states with capacity shortfalls to join to help them join the convention. With regard to subsection B on promoting the universal observance of the convention's norms, we wholeheartedly agree with what has been said by some delegations before, that this section of the Lausanne Action Plan should very clearly and at minimum condemn any use of cluster munitions by any actor at any time. This should be a critical part of the Lausanne Action Plan. That commitments, of course, to redouble efforts to promote observance of the norm. This could include an appeal to all states not party to immediately cease the use and transfer, critically also transfer, of cluster munitions outside their own territory, in view of their well-known and unacceptable humanitarian consequences, and also a call on states not party to adopt and announce moratoria on any future transfer of cluster munitions outside their national territories and moratoria on production of these unacceptable weapons. States parties may also consider mandating the convention machinery, and in particular the presidency, to engage with states not party and promote universal observance of the convention's norms and report on actions taken and progress made at convention meetings in this respect. And then finally, Mr. President, as we mentioned in our previous statement, it is the view of the ICRC that subsection C on compliance should be addressed in a separate standalone section on compliance, or in a section combined with national implementation measures, as also has been mentioned by previous interveners. Thank you.